Jersey. Everyone always talks about soul food on Sundays, but I think some of the best food for the soul is music. Since you and I are just getting acquainted, I figured the best way to do this is to pass through soul via the decades. I'm going to start with the 60s soul, because that's when I was conceived. The sound of 60s soul was built on elements of gospel, R&B, blues, and country. These ingredients, drawn from across the American musical landscape, paralleled the mixing that was happening in the recording studio as black and white players cross-fertilized musically and culturally. There is no bout a doubt the fact that 60s soul is one of America's greatest contributions to world culture. So I want to pour and spoon feed that kind of soul and love and nutrition into your ears and bodies. And I hope that if you're in your car, if you're home, wherever you are, that you will be bopping, that you will be rocking, hipping and hopping along with me to this sweet soul music. What a better way to start out than with this 1967 release. It was written by the legendary Otis Redding and Arthur Conley. It's called Sweet Soul Music. Let's go. Ty Taylor's Soul Sundays on 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Soul Sundays on 88.5 The SoCal Sound. We were just listening and grooving to the classic Ain't No Mountain High Enough by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. Prior to that, you were rested by Gladys Knight and the Pips version of I Heard It Through the Grapevine. Come on, Gladys Knight, one of the sexiest voices in soul music. For those of you that are just joining, I'm Ty Taylor. This is Soul Sundays on 88.5 The SoCal Sound, and I'm doing a retro of 1960s soul songs. And I would like to give a reminder to you all as the sun is setting and we're swinging around to this music that public radio does not happen without your help. So you can go to our website and figure out how to donate to keep these tunes spinning in your ears while you're driving around or sitting at home or swinging on your porch swing. 1960s soul music. It was a very interesting time in the 1960s because African Americans were being challenged to show who they were, show what they would stand for, and show what they wanted to be. And so a lot of the music came from the houses of, you know, Motown and Stax. You know, there were some in between, but those were the two main forces behind this uprising of soul sound. I could talk for forever, but I'm not going to because I know you want to hear more music. This is from Stax Records, Sam and Dave. Hold on, I'm coming.
Yeah.
I knew this was going to happen to me, but I didn't know it was going to happen this good. This music from the 1960s, this soul music, it just invigorates my spirit. I can't sit still. I feel like I want to run down the street screaming crazy things. I hope that it is waking you up. Hoping that this Sunday music that we're playing here on 885 The SoCal Sound, hoping that it feels like soul food to you. That was Rescue Me by Fontella Bass. And right before that, you were trapped in the wrappings of Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, Nowhere to Run. So with Nowhere to Run, I'd been reading somewhere about the fact that Lamont Dozier, one of the songwriters, claims that the strident piano pounding was inspired by looking out of his window and seeing tanks coming down the streets of Detroit as the 1960s became even more turbulent. While the rattling percussion sound you hear was not only tambourines, but it was also snow chains. And then add the Funk Brothers rhythm section to the mix, and you have the sonic equivalent of a punch in the guts. This is how Motown was making that music back then that hit us so hard. Now, here's the thing. We got to talk about girl groups. We're talking about 1960s soul, right? The girl groups of the 1960s, which were actually women groups for the most part, they were responsible for the sweetest of the soul music, and their topics and their lyrics had everything to do with things from teenage pregnancy to women's empowerment to falling in love to heartbreak to the crying out of a desperate teenager in need of love. This is the Ronettes featuring Veronica, Be My Baby. Us. This is Ty Taylor's Soul Sundays on 88.5 The SoCal Sound. And we're feeding ourselves with a soul food, kind of a retrospective of 1960s soul music. That was The Supremes. You Can't Hurry Love. Now, we all know that Diana Ross and The Supremes were one of the biggest girl groups of all times. The amount of singles that top the charts, it's basically endless. And they've become a fabric of what we know to be the 60s. There's something about Diana Ross's smooth, very delicate sound on top of these hard grooves that the funk brothers were providing that gave them such a unique sound. And then the harmonies of the Supremes just were, you know, the last little bit of lace and flowering and color that the songs needed to round them out. Before that, it was the Marvelettes, Please Mr. Postman. Picture a day when your lover was away at war fighting for his country and you never got to speak to him or her, and all you had to do was wait every day outside for the postman to deliver a letter. No texts, no emojis. Different day, different way. Ty Taylor's Soul Sundays on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Hi, I'm TV and film director Lev L. Spiro, and I'm your host for the new show, The Soundtrack. We'll be exploring the world of music for film and television and talking to the creators of work like Guardians of the Galaxy, Dexter, and The Holdovers. Join me Wednesday, January 31st at 9 p.m. for The Soundtrack, right here on The SoCal Sound.
Support comes from Bagfic, thoughtfully curated, pre-owned vintage purses, totes, luggage, and more, authenticated by industry professionals. Brands include, but are not limited to, Gucci, Chanel, Louis Vuitton, and Dior. For a sustainable, environmentally friendly lifestyle and for the future of our planet, information is available at bagfic.com. That's BAGPHIC.com.
This is a public service announcement from the Resource Conservation District of the Santa Monica Mountains, providing trained evaluators who come to your house to conduct wildfire home evaluations and provide recommendations to harden your home and landscape to reduce wildfire risk. More information on this community service, which is open to all, is at 818-514-4583. That's 818-514-4583.
Ty Taylor's Sundays on 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Okay, now more music. Stepping away from the girl groups for a moment, and I want to lead us to Percy Sledge, one of the most gut-wrenching vocal sounds of the 1960s soul scene, in my opinion. Now, this song we're going to play first is called The Dark End of the Street. There are a lot of songs that have to do with the guilt and the emotional torture that come from being in a forbidden affair. But there are very few, like this one, that paints such a vivid picture of its protagonist's conflicting emotions with an exquisite melody that almost makes this wrongness feel right, because you can understand the pain and the pull that the singer is going through while needing to meet his lover in an unlit, unexposed location. This is Percy Sledge's Dark End of the Street. I'm Ty Taylor. This is Soul Sundays, and we are on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
The dark end of the street, you and me. I know time's gonna take its toll. We have to pay for the love we stole. It's a sin. Dark end of the street. They're gonna find us. They're gonna find us. They're gonna find us. Oh, someday, you and me at the dark.
Thank you. want you to leave me, babe. Most of all, I just don't wanna be free, no.
It just starts out with "What you want, baby, I got it." Of course, we were just listening to Aretha Franklin singing the song. The song was originally performed and written by Otis Redding. A lot of people don't know that. We have to slow ourselves down to really pay honor to the vocals of Aretha Franklin. This woman, like when most people list the greatest singers of all times in any magazine, from Billboard to Essence to just every countdown of great voices, Aretha Franklin is usually up top. So here's to that queen. And then prior to that, it was Etta James, "I'd Rather Go Blind." Etta James, what a force. I remember seeing Etta James at the Hollywood Bowl one time, and Etta James maintained such a bulldog energy, especially for a woman that grew up in the time that she did. She was in the blues scene, and she had to really take on a more than woman attitude in order to not be taken advantage by all the men that were around her. The sentiment of "I'd rather go blind," come on. "I'd rather go blind than to see you leave with someone else." That's really a deep one to take on. Like, really let your heart think about that for a second. Rather than seeing your lover leave you'd rather go blind. And there's something about her interpretation of that that makes it not sound like a metaphor or a simile or any of that kind of stuff. It sounds like she would really rather go blind than see that. That kind of interpretation and that kind of commitment to song is what the 1960s is famous for. My new friends, amigos nuevos, thank you for staying around and listening to 88.5 SoCal Sound and Ty Taylor's Soul Sundays. When talking about the music of the 60s and listening to these 60s songs, soul specifically, I think we have to remember to talk about the composers, not just the artists. Of course, there is Lamont Dozier and Holland Brothers that did a lot of the writing for Motown. You know, Smokey Robinson did a lot of the writing for Motown. They're all, Otis Redding did a lot of the writing for Stax. But then there is a songwriting team. Lieber and Stoller. They wrote a lot of the Elvis tunes. They wrote a lot of the early soul tunes. This one is called Stand By Me. My favorite version is by Benny King. Not Benny King, but Ben E. King. Listen to the way the song begins, the slowness of the arrangement, the way they drip in each instrument one drop at a time, so that by the time it gets to the chorus, you really feel like not only do you have a friend standing by you, but you know that you will have this song standing by you for decades and hopefully centuries. This is Stand By Me. And I'll follow that with, ooh, Dare I Do It? Same artist. Same composers, yes. I will follow that with I Who Have Nothing, also by Benny King, and also written by Lieber and Stoller. Check out the drama in the intro. But first, Stand By Me.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by. Should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me.
I who am no one, adore you and want your soul. I'm just a no one with nothing to give you but all. He buys you diamonds, bright, sparkling diamonds. But believe me, dear, when I say that he can give you the world, but he'll never love you the way I love you. He can take you anywhere. Place he wants to fancy clubs and restaurants where I can only watch you with my nose pressed up against the window pane. I who have nothing, I who have no one, must watch you go dancing by, wrapped in the arms of somebody else, when darling is I, who love you.
Like the sunshine on a cloud.
Come on now, Wilson Pickett. You better deliver a song. That was Mustang Sally by the amazing Wilson Pickett. What a man of soul. And before that, we had The Temptations and My Girl. I mean, you couldn't have further extremes demonstrating love for their woman than that, right? I mean, you have The Temptations, this beautiful guy group singing in harmony, stacking notes one by one about their girl, their girl, their girl, right? And then you have Wilson Pickett that's just like, ride, Sally, ride. I mean, just like one is more like making love, and one is like doing that other thing that we do when we're not making. Am I allowed to say that? If not, I'm sure I'll find out soon enough. Well, we just heard Mustang Sally by Wilson Pickett, and right before that, it was The Temptations, My Girl. 1960 soul set in a secure positioning for the artist, young artist at the time, Stevie Wonder. Check out the brilliance of these chord changes. Swoon with me over Stevie's alterations on notes from verse to verse, and marvel at the unique cadence of this jam. This is Stevie Wonder's For Once in My Life. Feeling and listening to Ty Taylor's Soul Sundays on 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Stay with us because there's a real, true, down-to-earth treat coming up. The legendary Booker T. Jones of Booker T. and the MGs will be here with us in an interview in the second hour. But first, I'm going to close out this first hour of soul music from the 1960s with a live performance from the Ed Sullivan Show. This voice you're going to hear is Mahalia Jackson, the first woman of gospel. I could not have any show talking about soul music from the 60s without going to the core, the mustard seed of these sounds, gospel music. Please close your eyes. Well, not if you're driving. But if you're sitting at home, close your eyes. If you're driving, allow your soul to feel this through the speakers of your car. This is Mahalia Jackson, 1962, Ed Sullivan Show, Old Time Religion.
It was good for the Hebrew children. It was good for the Hebrew children. Lord, hallelujah, good enough for me. Give me that old time religion, Lord. Good religion that it used to be. Old time religion. Hallelujah, good enough for me. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. Yeah, hallelujah, good enough for me.
KCSN and KCSN HD1 Northridge, KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. This is the SoCal Sound, member-supported public radio for music lovers. Join us on the SoCal Sound app and the SoCalSound.org.
Yowza, we're back. This is Ty Taylor's Soul Sundays on 88.5 The SoCal Sound. If you're just coming into the party, we've been talking about 1960s soul music. We went through so many of the greats, Aretha Franklin, Martha Vandellas. We went through Diana Ross and the Supremes. We did some Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, so many things. Yeah, but I could not think of a better way to start this second hour than with James Brown. I couldn't decide. There's so many great songs he did from the 60s. James Brown, as you know, is the godfather of soul. So here to kick us back in is It's a Man's World by James Brown.
Over the road, man made the train to carry the heavy load, man made the electrolyte to take us out of the dark, man made the boat for the water like Noah made the ark. This is a man's, man's, man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl. Man thinks about a little bit of baby girls and a baby boy. Cause man make them toys.
the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof. And your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah, on a blanket with my baby.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
From the park you hear the happy sounds of a carousel. Taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah, on a blanket with my baby is where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
You're listening to 88.5 The SoCal Sound. This is Ty Taylor's Soul Sundays. And of course, you just heard Under the Boardwalk by the Drifters. Now, the thing is I love about so many 60s soul songs is that they can be identified by the bass sound, the bass riff at the top of the song. So even before the person starts singing one lyric, we know what song we're in. And I love that Under the Boardwalk is actually an upright bass, not even electric bass. Classic. And before that, we were listening to What Becomes of the Brokenhearted. That is by Jimmy Ruffin. So many of these songs from back then, I like how the intros, they just set a scene for you. You know, they didn't try and get right to the song, which is so funny because the songs ended up being so short anyway. But the intros really painted a picture for you. The beginning of What Becomes of the Brokenhearted, you almost feel yourself falling in love. And then you can feel the heartbreak right before the downbeat of the lyric. It also does that composer's trick of flipping from a minor key to a major key right before the singer starts singing, so the listener's ears perk up. I'm wondering if you guys are feeling the same thing as me. Sometimes when I listen to this 60s soul music, these classics that have just stood the test of time in the most soulful and heartfelt way, as I listen to these, I almost feel like I'm being put in a time machine. I can remember myself being a kid. I can remember dancing in front of like that stereo console in my living room, laying on my stomach and looking at the album covers and the 45 covers and watching the vinyl spin. Now let's spin back to these lady groups. I remember talking in the first hour about how Motown and Stax were kind of the main two of the music hubs that were putting out soul music in the 1960s, but there was also Scepter Records. Now, this next song called Soldier Boy by the Shirelles, here's a little fun fact. This song, when it was brought into the studio, the song was called I'll Be True, which is kind of what the content is about, but when the Shirelles got in, they sang Soldier Boy at the end of what was the hook, and all of a sudden it became the song's title and the main thing that we all sing. The question one might ask right now is if Florence Greenberg, the writer of the song, gave the Shirelles writing credit and publishing for coming up with the title Soldier Boy. And the real answer and obvious answer is no, because it was a different time. So without further ado, here's a song about missing your love while they're away fighting the war for the country. It's the Shirelles' Soldier Boy.
Soldier Boy.
you had previous engagements and are just showing up late to the party, this is 88.5, the SoCal Sound, and Ty Taylor's Soul Sundays. We're doing a retro of 1960s soul music. Reach Out, I'll Be There by American vocal quartet, The Four Tops. It was written by Motown production team and songwriters Holland, Dozier, and Holland. The song is one of the most widely known Motown hits of the 1960s. And it is considered the Four Tops' signature song. The appetizer to that was Do You Love Me Now That I Can Dance by The Contours. That is one of my favorite songs of all times. I know it's simple, but there's just something about them. I just whistled. But there's, I know it's simple, but it just gets me every time. Maybe because of the movie Dirty Dancing, or maybe because of just the way the beat jukes. That's what my mother would say, it jukes. And speaking of jukin, earlier I was speaking about how the Funk Brothers, they did all of the music, well, most of the music behind, well, that bedded a lot of the Motown hits. Now, on Stax Records, it was Booker T and the MGs. They were the band that played everything behind Otis Redding and Arthur Conley and Carla Thomas and a lot of the Stax artists. And not only did they back the artists, but they also had songs of their own. Here's one of my favorites by a man that I consider like an uncle, Booker T. Jones. Booker T. and MG's Green Onions. If you manage to stay still during this, I think you should have someone check to see if you have a pulse. Share in your physical sentiment after listening to that song, I Can't Stop Moving. And I am really excited because, as promised, here is the interview with the composer and keyboard player of the song you just heard, Green Onions, Mr. Booker T. Jones. You're feeling and listening to Ty Taylor's Soul Sundays on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Hi, Ty.
Booker T.
Congratulations on the show. Thanks for having me.
Are you kidding me? It's my honor. It's so rare that as a soul DJ, you get to actually speak, have an interview, ask questions with an actual soul legend, and also call him a dear friend. I know you're busy and I respect your time, so let's just get right to the questions. What influence does 1960s soul music have on today's music?
I believe a lot of 60s soul provided the templates for the structures of the music that followed.
Yes,
in terms of lyric placements, background vocal characteristics, and overall elements of the sound and mix,
yes,
such as more drums and bass.
And this is why I called this man. Number two, what are your thoughts and emotions when you hear yourself performing classic songs from Stax Records, which have had such a significant impact on us all?
I still have a tendency to listen critically, but mostly now I just relax and enjoy the music as a listener and be thankful the tunes found a place in history.
Not as thankful as we are, Booker. Numero Tres, I'm very interested in this one. What was it like recording in the studio with a mixed race band during such high racial tension outside?
Inside the studio itself was like a cocoon, which we self-imposed because we knew so many on the outside would disapprove of us playing together.
Wow.
It was a general unspoken rule of ignoring the prevailing racial divide for the sake of doing something we love to do.
Whoa. I study a lot of African-American racial tension and music connection through time, and hearing it come from someone that experienced it firsthand is a whole different thing. Number four, I'm curious to know more about the inspiration behind the title of your hit, Green Onions. What was the story behind it?
Green Onions was the answer to the need to have a B-side to accompany Behave Yourself, the first release for Booker T and the MGs. I created the chord progression in a music theory class at Booker Washington High School some weeks prior.
Note, he just said high school. Note, he said some weeks prior. Number five. I just said five. You got me talking with a southern accent now. Please provide five words to describe the legendary soul great Otis Redding, your dear friend and collaborator, for our listeners, please.
Creative.
Creative.
Explosive.
Explosive.
Exuberant.
Exuberant.
Sensitive.
Sensitive. Wow. Now, I know I said there'd only be five questions, Booker, so please forgive me, but I have a sixth. What is the importance of public radio?
NPR must always exist and survive to ensure balance in society so that every point of view and every artistic expression enjoys the right to be considered by all.
I will have the National Board of Public Radio send you a check for that endorsement, Booker. Booker T. Jones.
Well, that's it, Ty. Thank you for having me. Give me a call. We'll talk soon.
Till we meet again, and thank you, sir.
You are the public in public radio. Join us and subscribe at thesocalsound.org.
Support for The SoCal Sound comes from Subaru of Glendale. As you gear up for your fall escapes, from daily drives to weekend adventures, Subaru delivers all-terrain capability, Subaru safety and technology to keep you moving with confidence. Subaru of Glendale is on Brand Boulevard, just off the 5 and 134 freeways. More at SubaruofGlendale.com. That's SubaruofGlendale.com.
Thank you for listening to 88.5 The SoCal Sound, your public music radio station. We play music that's hand-selected by local, passionate DJs and only break once an hour to recognize our sponsors. When you become a station sponsor or program underwriter, you help continue the mission to discover and share new and local artists in SoCal. As a business owner or individual, you can join us in building a stronger music community while building positive branding and awareness for your organization. Visit thesocalsound.org and click Become a Sponsor to learn more.
Hello, this is your captain speaking. We've checked all the doohickeys, knobs, buttons, meters, and switches, and our aircraft is ready to go. Still not sure what that flashing red light means. Jet Into Work departs every weekday at 6 a.m. Thank you for starting your day with the SoCal Sound.
I'm Ty Taylor on 88.5 The SoCal Sound, and this is Ty Taylor's Soul Sundays. That was just the Jackson 5's I Want You Back. Every time I listen to a Jackson 5 tune, the thing that really blows my mind the most is that Michael Jackson was so young, singing this music like someone that sounded like a kid, but had the same nuance, passion, and skill set as any grown soul singer. All right, on this Soul Sunday, and we're talking about 1960s soul today, I would like to play next People Get Ready. It was a 1965 release by the group The Impressions. Some people may not know that Curtis Mayfield started out in this band or in this group called The Impressions. This gospel-influenced track was Curtis Mayfield's composition, and it displayed a growing sense of social and political awareness in his writing. If you're listening to me, say I'm ready. For The Impressions, People Get Ready.
Your thing, do what you wanna do.
Isley Brothers, It's Your Thing. And the last thing you heard was A Shotgun by Junior Walker and the All-Stars. If you've never heard it, get ready for Tears of a Clown by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles.
Pulling
That's so good. Yowza, this is Ty Taylor's Soul Sundays on 88.5 The SoCal Sound. So this is the part of Ty Taylor's Soul Sunday service, I'll say right now, where we pass around the plate for an offering. As you know, public radio needs donations in order to keep the music spinning. So go to our website, do what you can do. Anything is better than nothing. Spread the word. I want to end this 1960s soul retrospective. I want to end my first week here on 88.5, the SoCal Sound, with a song that takes on the energy that couldn't be more welcoming for the end of such a tumultuous decade, the 1960s. This song is by Otis Redding. It beckons everyone to let go of the troubles, the turmoil, the chaos in their mind and from the world. Sit back, kick your legs out, and enjoy the dock of the bay. So that's it for now. I'm out. You've been listening to Ty Taylor's Soul Sundays on 88.5 The SoCal Sound. See you next Sunday.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting the evening come, watching the ships roll in, and I'll watch them roll away again, yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide.
Just like the river, I've been running ever since. He said it's been a long time coming, but I know my change is gonna come.
A dream that I a thrill that I've never known. Oh yeah, yeah, you smile, oh, and then the spell was cast, and here we are in heaven.
FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.